This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love when you choose one of my theme songs. It's cool. This is If I Were You, it's the only advice podcast on the internet.
We did not
hosted
know.
By
you didn't,
hosted
I'm
by
not.
Us. I'm Jake. I am a comedian,
Eric.
Writer, composer.
Eric.
And I go by Eric. And yeah. I go by Eric sometimes.
Eric Areola made that song. Yeah.
Nice. It's a good one.
Yeah, he remixed it, recorded the vocals in his girlfriend's bathroom while she was taking a nap. So shout out to Faith.
Okay. Shout out to Faith. Yeah, you not really respectful of your girlfriend's nap to chant If I Were You in the bathroom, but I guess it wasn't super loud.
Yeah, but we can plug his stream, Fade by Fatal RA, on Spotify and Apple Music.
All right. Shout out. Shout out to it, Fade.
Yeah. I voted for Trump.
Oh, you voted early. So you voted early, which is good. You want people to vote early, but you voted for the bad guy in the election. It's not often you have an election where there's a good guy and a bad guy. It's a bad
well,
guy.
Well, I looked at the policies and I was like, all right, let me cover up the man's and see like who I agree with more.
Policy-wise?
So like, yeah. I was like, let's go down the list. Do I want to be taxed more? Yeah. And I was like, I don't make $400,000, but I can see a world where I become a rich man. And if I were a rich man,
so
I wouldn't want to pay a 39%.
Do you think you're going to be rich in the next 4 years? Because in theory, you could spend the next 4 years getting rich under Biden's policies and then switch to a conservative. But it sounds like you're switching a little early. You're switching sides too early.
It wasn't just the taxes, actually.
You also like the anti-immigration, the climate change is a hoax stuff, the rolling back.
Yeah, I don't really believe in science is all. Nice. And if I were to become rich soon, I don't want to pay. I guess that's the taxes too, like the not having to pay a lot.
And you do have to pay more under his tax plan. You know that, right?
I don't think my vote matters as much.
Thankfully, California, Biden's going to win despite your best efforts.
Less so, yeah. I've also signed up to be a poll watcher.
like an official one or sort of like...
No, sort of part of Trump's army. And then like...
That's voter intimidation.
Here, it's just like ballot boxes like near libraries that are pretty... I know back east, like people are, you have to wait
in
lines.
So you're camping out next to one with like a plastic sword and a Make America Great Again hat.
And as soon as someone dumps the ballot in, I'm like, who'd you vote for? I'm taking an exit poll, bitch. And at that point, it's kind of too late.
You let him vote, yeah.
I was actually dishonorably discharged from Trump's army of poll watchers yesterday. I wasn't doing my job, unfortunately.
Dishonorably discharged.
You had to vote in person, right?
Yeah, I chose to. I don't know, like, what I mean, I could have done the ballot drop off or anything. It just like I've actually never voted in person before. This was my first time.
Oh, you usually do it by mail.
So this is my first time. And
what were the vibes like at the line?
It was, you know, I thought it was going to be crowded. We went on Sunday, but there was like no line outside. Basically, the line. I was the second person that was waiting outside. So the line was short. And then once you got inside, there's like 10 people. There's like a person there to tell you exactly what to do every five steps. I walked in.
So it never
in.
Felt shady or anything?
No. And at, like, I definitely didn't know what to do. Someone had to tell me every single time. And now, next time I vote, I'll have a little bit better of a sense. But like, I walked in, I'm like, where do I go?
And they're like, was it you analog? Have to go. Like, did you have to punch something or
it was like
mark?
A Scantron. They gave me a pen, this little vote NYC pen right here that I still got.
Nice.
And you fill in a bubble.
Just the bubble.
Yeah. The one next to, I filled in the one next to Donald J. Trump as well.
That's pretty cool that we did a little 180 because we've been kind of going pretty hard for the other guy. And then,
doesn't
like,
it say
at
all that his campaign slogan this election cycle was supposed to be "Keep America Great," and he had to pivot back to "Make America Great Again"? Like you made it bad. You
it was good until the China virus is all
right. Now we're rounding the turn. Don't
That's
you worry
right.
about that.
The
Don't
turn
you worry
will
about
be
that.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I also like when I was finished with my ballot, I'm like, do I just hand this to someone? It's too important to me. I want to make sure that I did it right. And even then, I went up to the person I handed it to. They put it in the Scantron. It's like counted or like, you know, like right before my eyes. Like they verified that I did everything right. So I didn't even have to like go out not knowing.
Wow. And that's it. It's over.
Yeah. I mean, the system's bad, but it felt good that I know my vote was counted. And that was... You know, now I'm going to do that from now on, voting in person, voting early.
Yeah. Now we wait. We kind of wait to see if this is the last episode of our show, because this comes out Monday.
We're going to do one final episode of this show, no matter what, right?
The final episode will be either Morning After Trump Part 2, which is sort of our suicide note, or Morning After Biden, which is like, wow.
We're going to go for another 500 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got... an episode coming out on Wednesday that it will either be the dawn of a new day, a new era of Jake and Amir podcasting, or the end, the final chapter.
Just kind of exciting. Although my big fear, aside from Trump winning, is the unknown. We go to sleep Tuesday night and it's like, yeah, we have to wait. Sorry, guys. We don't know what Pennsylvania or Florida are going to do.
Yeah, I can definitely... see that happening.
Right. Or like Trump being like a little bit ahead and then both candidates throw like a victory parade for each other. Yeah. Like, I won. No, I won. Yes,
to
we
me,
both won.
Worst case scenario, because I think Florida counts pretty quickly, is like Trump wins Florida on election night, but other things are unknown. So you go to bed not knowing, but hope being dashed. That's what I don't want.
Yeah, like he's in the lead and it's only like the third quarter, but he's declaring victory, and then you have to go to sleep hoping that the rules of the game will be adhered to in the morning.
Yeah, it's just so bad. It's so bad. Like, life and death is on the line this time.
But it's close. We're at the very least, we're close. We don't have to keep waiting, keep harping on it. It's like, you know what? I'm ready. It's almost November, and by the time you listen to this, it's Monday, the day before Election Day.
Jesus Christ. Can't even imagine.
How much would I have to pay you to just go camping on Monday until Saturday off the grid, no internet, no phone.
Wow. I think I would do it if you just gave me the time off. If you found a way to cover everything that I needed to do next week.
Yeah.
And you were like, would you take like a carefree vacation for a week and come back and know or not? I would definitely do that. I wouldn't
be able to have a carefree vacation like Wednesday and Thursday, just like fucking trembling alone in a yurt somewhere, knowing that everybody else in America knows who won.
I feel like on Wednesday and Thursday, there's a solid chance, a not inconsequential probability or possibility that everyone will have the same level of anxiety as somebody camping in the woods, not knowing, because they don't know either.
Yeah. It's looking more and more likely like we won't know versus we will.
That sucks.
Hopefully I'm wrong. All right.
That's the comfort, is that everyone's been wrong so much about so much having to do with him. Like,
yeah.
Because you also remember what we were talking about in 2016, or what I was like worked up over, was like, Trump's not going to accept the results of the election. How can you imagine Trump saying he won't accept the results? He wasn't even president. It wouldn't have mattered. If Trump lost and he's like, I don't accept the results. It's like, okay.
Who are you, bro?
The Obama, reality show the Democrat in power, is going to transfer it to the Democrat that won. So like, you not accepting is fine. And now this year after I was all so worked up about that, like, he's not going to concede. There's going to be violence in the streets. His supporters are going to protest. And then just like cut to he won. He just legitimately won in the Electoral College. And now everybody is like, what if he doesn't accept the results? That's, you know, definitely bad. What if we don't know the results? Definitely bad. Worst case scenario, we know on election night and he wins. That's also a possibility.
Yeah.
So there's just no preparing for anything. There's no point in getting worked up over an unlikely or a weird scenario.
Yeah.
We just have no idea.
I had to remind myself, I'm like, wait, Obama was the president that recently? Like, I feel like Trump's been in office for like a year, but like Obama, I can't think of like a time where Obama was the president. That feels like 10 years ago.
Because yeah.
I think of it as like 2008 and that's it. It's like, oh wow, as recently as 4 years ago, when we recorded Morning After Trump, which feels like 15 months ago / a lifetime ago, Obama was the president still.
Yeah, Obama was the president. That was, what a time. What a nice.
He should have done the thing where he's like, this is a rigged election, and all that shit that Trump's saying, like, we have to we know who wins. There's going to be a red wave. They're stealing shit from me and shit like that.
That would have been smart if he was like, Clinton won the popular vote. I can't abdicate the throne.
Yeah.
Like this. I'm going to stay in power.
Like, he was also kind of a maniac, but like a smarter maniac.
Yeah. God, that'd be cool.
All right. This is If I Were You, an advice podcast after all. It's not a political podcast. Stop trying to politicize everything.
It's not political anymore to say Trump's bad. That's just a straight up fact.
We got some questions from people who I guess are still dealing with coronavirus stuff. I guess we didn't round the turn. We didn't defeat COVID.
At least not yet. Well, in 2 weeks we'll have rounded the turn, and we'll have an antidote.
Yeah, a vaccine.
Vaccine's coming, so don't worry.
I can't wait.
Two more weeks.
A basketball dilemma.
Okay.
Quarantine basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll call this guy Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Cool.
KCP writes, I'm hoping to get some advice from LeBron James himself, Amir Blumenfeld. That's right. I get that a lot, so it doesn't really faze me. I just got into basketball a few months ago at the beginning of quarantine. I got a hoop a few weeks ago, and I've been shooting on it every day. I'm a high school freshman, and apparently the freshman team is missing many players. Understanding that I barely know how to play, but I very much like the sport and want to get better. Do you think I should go to tryouts and almost definitely make it to the team as bad as I am, or wait until next year when I am somewhat more experienced? Keep in mind, I have only played by myself. I'm 5'9", and most people on the team have been playing for years. Thanks. Love, KCP.
Did you know that I was on my high school basketball team for 1 week?
No, what happened?
It was really, really hard, and I was very bad. I had this guy's exact problem.
So you were a freshman.
I was actually, I think I was a junior. It was when I transferred schools. In my junior year, when I went to private school, there was like 40 kids in my class. So like really, you were at that school because it was so small. You were required to play a sport each semester, and I was like, oh, I'll try basketball. That seems cool, and like I thought it'd be fun to be
You'll get a jersey.
Yeah, that was like it was all about like the aesthetics of basketball.
Yeah,
and then I played for a week and like. It's so difficult, you know. I didn't know how to shoot or dribble.
I wasn't good at defense either.
I played like one-on-one and horse in my friends' driveways. I was terrible at defense.
So and how like, did you quote make the team? Is it because everyone made the team?
Yeah, you could not be rejected from the team, and I only made the JV team. I didn't make the team. I could not play. Varsity basketball. So I was on the JV team, but we all practiced together. And just like one day it was so hard. The next day I went in and I told the coach, I was like, I think I have to quit. And he's like, oh yeah, I know.
I assumed you already quit.
I figured. He's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But did you get to keep the jersey or? You didn't
no,
make it that far.
No, because I did not make it that far. I did not make it that far. Never got a jersey. Never got shit.
In seventh grade, I think, there was... we had a middle school league where everyone had to make a team because it's like seventh grade, private school. So you better believe if your little kid wants to play, he gets to play.
But yeah. Like 40 paying $20,000 a year. Tucker's going to play.
But... since there were like 40 kids, quote, trying out, they just had to keep making teams. So like every school had like an A team and a B team and a C team. So like, it's like we like played like different leagues of levels. And I did the tryout and I thought I was like fine. I was very short and unathletic, but I'm like, at least I could shoot. I'm like, I'm not a complete novice like you were. I'm like, I know the rules of the game. And they draft you into the different like teams in front of everyone. So it's like, this person made A team. This person made A team. Let's go on to the B team. B team, wow. B team. And they get all the way down to the C team. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm going to be on the fucking C team. I don't even make the C team. There's not.
Wow.
I look around and it's like the kid who picks his nose, whose mom like dropped him off at the fucking playground and said you had to try out, and like two other people who have never touched a basketball before. I'm like, all right, so like, what's up now? And they're like, you guys are on. I think I told you this before. It's so fucking embarrassing. You guys are on. Do you remember what they called it?
No.
Oh, it's so shameful. Not the D team, because that's too embarrassing, right?
Right.
You guys are on the NBA NBA team.
Oh, I'm like, no, ouch.
Don't like applaud that. Yeah, like, don't get happy, like Elliot. Joke. That's not a good thing. Like, they're just fucking patronizing. But, like, the kids who don't know how to play basketball, like, that's awesome, NBA team. I'm like, no, I'm not on the fucking NBA team.
You made A team? Well, I'm on the NBA team.
Yeah, okay. It's me and Eli, who just learned Eli what basketball was.
Okay, Eli shit himself over there.
So I was like mortified, embarrassed, and ashamed. But I will say that because I was the best player on the NBA team, playing against other schools, 7th and 8th grades, NBA team, players that did not know how to play basketball, I felt like a fucking all-star. I'm like, this is great. I'm scoring like 18 points a game because nobody knows how to dribble or shoot.
So you played on the NBA team till college, right?
I sort of created a league in high school. So I would draft me against other people who are all shorter and slower than me. So it turned out to be very fun. But like, I remember like crying to my parents, being like, I can't believe they put me on the fucking worst team. I actually play basketball at recess. This is horseshit.
Did were all your friends like, this is crazy, you shouldn't be on the NBA team? Like, did anyone else see the injustice, or was it only you?
Well, I bet they were just being polite to me. They're like, yeah, that's insane, right? We're on the B team, so we're gonna like actually practice, but that fucking sucks, man. But I guess instead of like being the worst player on the C team or B team, I would have just, I got unlimited playing time and on the NBA team and played against other really shitty inferior opponents. Yeah.
Maybe they thought that you could teach the NBA kids, you know, maybe they were like, we need Blumenfeld. He's a leader, but he can't lead the B team.
That's probably it. Or what if I was so good? I was like,
I'm trying to make you feel better, and it worked too.
No,
easily,
it works. And I don't. If you think about it, you don't want to put the worst player. So the coach
it shouldn't
like,
have worked this well.
Wait, that's I have an idea. Instead of Blumenfeld, they already knew who I was on the A team, and all the other coaches were like, definitely A team. I was like, what if we fucking put him on the NBA team? That way, he's the fucking LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant of this shitty ass league. And yeah, I was. I guess they thought that my demeanor disposition was such that I wouldn't like take that personally, or I would like take it in stride and be like, that's like, I would like fucking pony up to the challenge of it all and be like,
you were too easily convinced, and it feels like you'd already gotten to this conclusion yourself. I was baited into it.
I'm gonna Facebook message my old PE coach. Yeah, he is a Trump supporter. All right, I'll send him a message and I'll ask him if he's voting, if he has a plan, and if he put me on the NBA team just to see if he could get a fucking rise out of me. All right, what was this guy's question? Should he try out? Yeah, you might as well try out.
I think you should try out and you should play. And you'll be bad, but you'll be bad with other players and the team, and you'll grow, and that'll make you a better player next year. Like, if you're down to be bad and practice for a year, it's probably better to practice with the team than it is to practice by yourself.
Yeah, you can only get so good shooting by yourself in a driveway.
Yeah,
you can become a good shooter, but there's a lot of running and defense and other shit involved. That's the hard part
that you're not expecting. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I didn't even know you had to dribble.
Yeah, that's how they get you, and it has to be one handed. There's a whole fucking rule book, and like as the star of the NBA team, I was responsible for teaching everybody how it worked. I remember we were such a bad team. We used to play in like second rate gyms, like gyms with carpet instead of wood floors. Because like,
oh my god,
the real teams were playing in like the real gyms. We're playing in like a fucking kindergarten classroom turned into a basketball court,
a cafeteria.
Table's still there. Kids still eating. I have to dribble around them. This is a fucking disgrace to the NBA team. All right, let's take a break. Thanks to some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions after these.
All right.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitness nah. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Up, up. Yes, you know I do. I recently changed my phone to a 24-hour clock, military time, or a European time zone, which is kind of the way I like to look at it.
So what?
Why makes me a little more worldly. I think it's a fun little skill to have to know how to tell 24-hour time, because when you travel, some countries use it. And, you know, I think it's a better system, to be perfectly honest, because you don't have to do the AM and the PM. You just...
Yeah, say 15. So do you still say...
I wouldn't know like, what 15 is, because that's a hard one. 15 is like...
That should be one of the easier ones.
15 the is
hard
like around...
The hard one is like when it's like 20:48.
Right. Well, then it's, you know, it's in between 7 and 9.
Just you're change like, your oh, clock.
It's like, so it's like dinner-ish. Well, I'm still learning.
You don't say it. You don't say the number, right? You don't say 22. You say 10, and then you
say, oh, 800 hours, private.
Well, that's 8 a.m.
Okay.
So you still don't fucking really get it.
No, you do not say 14 o'clock. You don't say 14, but you'd say 2.
You'd say 2, and then you'd look, and it would say 14:00.
Yeah, I don't know why it's good to have, but it's a fun... Everything sucks now. Everything is a boring, mundane day. Nothing's new. Nothing's interesting. And that tickled me a little bit to have a new thing on my phone.
You're like in prison. Nice. Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
Good news, guys. I figured out how to add 12 to the hour, and that'll sort of keep me going until after the election.
But yeah, no, it is hard. It is definitely hard. There have been a couple times where I was wrong.
I wonder if it makes Europeans smarter or better at math, because it's like ingrained in them to be like, oh, 21:50 is minus 12 is 9:50 p.m.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I guess like they're... Is it a better system, or is the 12-hour thing that we've got over here better?
I don't mind the military. What's hard is the Celsius, because like I remember being like in Israel or something, and they'd be like, "It's 22 out," and I'm like, "All right, now I have to fucking do like divided by 5 times 9 plus 13." Like, is it
the
cold
conversion
or warm?
There is like really bad? Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean. The meter system too, that one I know in my heart is better than the one we have, but it's just like
I can't get there. I won't be able to learn that. But, you know, maybe I'll start with a 24-hour clock, and I'll
this
go.
This is just you
next
slowly moving to, yeah, you're just slowly going to move to Europe, basically. You want out of America. This is your
very
first,
badly, yeah. Very badly, to be honest. Yes.
This is your first centimeter out, or half an inch.
Yeah, I want to be an English bloke. I really do.
That's cool. You already like the fashion of the time, like wearing, you know, bundled up, foggy, gray New York style clothes. So you can transfer that to London. Right. A cool umbrella, nice boots, top of the morning, flat white, etc., etc.
Getting on the tube. Come on.
The problem is London is like one of the few cities on earth that's more expensive than New York. So like you'd have to start making 1.5 times the cash.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'll move to Manchester is what I'll do. Mm. I could always do that.
A smaller town.
Love Manchester.
The Maine of UK.
That's right. Or I could move to Scotland. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Well, you're already like focused on the whole Trump thing. Just like, let's get to the finish line. There's a chance that like the polls are wrong and Biden's error. So like he might actually win in a landslide and it won't even be a big deal.
That'd be nice. But then I could move to Europe and I would be like, hey, look at that. My country rounded the curve after all.
Rounded the corner as
Isn't
everybody's
nice?
Dying. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's good. I don't know if it's good advice, but it's definitely advice. Move your
clock. It's unsolicited.
Clock. It's it unsolicited. Is definitely. Yeah,
it's
nobody
asked
for that.
No
yeah,
one asked
nobody
for
asked
no
for
one
that.
It. I can't even tell you why it's good.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Yeah. I don't even think you'd like it.
Yeah. Well, I know it's 14:49 now at the time of recording, which is 2:49.
Yeah, the 49 part is easy. That shouldn't have been a delay. That one stays the same. All right, let's get back to these questions. We got one from a lady in Texas. What should we name her? Who's the most famous Texan woman? Dolly Parton?
Is she from Texas? We've used her before.
Yeah, Annie Oakley. I know these people are vaguely from the South. I don't know specifically from Texas.
Right. I don't know anyone from Texas.
Laura also. Bush? Is
yeah,
she from Texas?
Gotta be. Gotta be.
Laura Bush writes, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years and lived together for about a year, and he's pretty great except for he won't stop farting. Around the time we moved in together, things got way less shy about bodily functions, which is, of course, fine. But now that things are quickly spiraling out of control, he's constantly farting. Constantly. He's even shit his pants 3-ish times in the last month. He doesn't even stop farting when he sleeps. He always falls asleep before me the past couple of weeks. And there has been more than a few times where his farts actually wake me up and then made me throw up in the middle of the night. I live in fear of him shitting in our bed. We're both mid-20s, not like a 5-year-old, like this email would imply. I have no idea what to do. I've tried nicely mentioning to him that he should go to the doctor, and he thinks I'm being dramatic. He says everyone shits themselves from time to time, but nobody talks about it. I don't want to fuck him even because I'm scared he'll fart. I don't want to go on road trips with him because I know he'll fart the whole way. I also don't want to break up with him over this, but honestly, what the fuck do I do about this biohazard? Love the show, as Bowling for Soup would say. Come back to Texas.
That's too much. I fart a lot. This is coming from somebody that farts a lot.
Yeah. And
if his
do you
farts
have a shirt?
Are... No, I don't. And I think if his farts are making you throw up, if they're that like toxic... That he definitely needs to see, like, what are those guys called? Like a gastro test?
Yeah, GI doc.
You got to go see a GI doc at 0800 hours.
Nice. So, yeah, nice. Sometimes people have, like, allergies and they don't really take it seriously because, like, the byproduct is gas. And it's like, oh, it's kind of funny. But sometimes gas really hurts. Have you ever had, like, painful gas? I've had, like, gas that's been trapped and it feels like a really bad stomach ache.
I've had that with, you know how I can't burp. We've talked about this before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So sometimes like it's like a ton of pressure in my chest.
Yeah, like heartburn almost.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but sometimes people get like consistent gaseous pain because they're either allergic to something or they got bacteria in the gut and they have to like see about that.
There's like over-the-counter medicine you could take for gas. I think that it's at this point where your boyfriend is shitting himself in the apartment and ruining your sleep and sex life, making you physically ill, he has to go to a doctor.
He has to.
It's not allowed to not have it looked at anymore. It's also unacceptable.
I will say on record, sharding is not as common as he's telling you. I haven't shit my pants. I don't know when the last time was.
I sharded in 2012, and that was the last time. And the only time.
Right after you voted by mail, right?
That's right. So, drop my ballot off for Romney.
and give a little top of the sharding to you.
That's right.
What do you do when you're around girlfriend's family? Are you holding it in? Are you going to the bathroom to fart? Are you
also? I am married. I have a wife. When I'm around my in-laws, I don't fart. When I'm with my mistress and her family, I will toot just a little squeaker.
Like
when
like
I'm
a
with
secret.
my secret family.
That is
my son and
family.
My daughter, and no, I have a mistress, a wife, a public wife, a secret family. When I'm with my secret family and my secret in-laws, I'll let it rip, and I will go to town. And then when I'm with my girlfriend, it's pretty casual. I haven't met her folks yet.
Trim down the amount of women in your life. Is that your wife, your girlfriend, or just your main bitch? Asked Ludacris. I wouldn't fart around any of them. Actually, I fart around my girlfriend, but yeah. But in-laws, family, that's kind of a weird one. Although, do you ever like, oh, this one is quiet and it might stink, but at least they won't hear me.
No, I do not. I don't do that.
But then what?
But I fart shamelessly around Jill and she does not like it.
Yeah,
it
smells.
Does not like it at all. Yeah. I mean, she gets annoyed when it's just loud, which most of the time is just loud and it doesn't smell. But like the times when it smells really bad, she will just yell at me.
Does she ever fart in front of you? Are you convinced that she just doesn't fart?
I don't think she holds back, but she basically doesn't fart. Like,
farts
I don't
a lot
think
less.
That. Yes, it's way, 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 way less. Like night and day difference.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about dudes that just fart more and fart louder.
Yeah, I feel like I hear her fart once a month, and I fart, I don't know, a quarter of the day.
I'll fart at like 14, then at 16:40, and then I'll like fart again at 22:09.
That's good. That is very good. I think that you could not... You're not breaking up with this guy because he farts too much. You're breaking up with this guy because his farting is a detriment to your relationship that he's refusing to acknowledge or look into or handle. Like, that's the reason to break up. I agree that being like, oh, this guy farts too much, I have to break up with him. That you can't do that. But like, this guy farts too much, I told him it's a problem for me, it makes me physically nauseous, I am very upset by it, and he won't do anything to change. That's breakup material.
Yeah. The puking, the shitting, the farting, the sharding. Her email subject was, till death do us fart, which is pretty good.
That's good. That's quite good.
All right, one last question?
Yes, one last... Well, you know what? I want to watch that vote video. That's what I want to do before we leave.
Oh, shit. All right. Here we go. This is Vote Part 2, which we watched on our Patreon.
That's right. And I laughed so hard and I liked it so much. And I said, we can't keep this gold just behind a paywall.
Right.
But if you do want to watch the video version, that part's behind a paywall.
This is Vote Part 2.
Yeah. This was Obama versus Romney. That was what we were trying to get out the vote for back then.
2012.
That's right.
And you want to watch the whole video or just the part of me struggling to say that line?
Let's watch the whole thing. I missed this video.
Here we go.
You guys know what today is.
Erection day. So cast your bone. It's not that hard on.
Leave.
Because I made a joke. Because
you made three jokes and they were all about dicks. Okay? It was offensive.
So you know, in some states, the presidential race is a foregone conclusion. So New York and Alabama, thanks, but no thanks. You don't need to vote.
What if everybody thought like that?
Then I'd be a genius. Okay? Convincing an entire state not to vote, I should be president.
A president wouldn't do that.
And look where we are. Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
Mitt and Romney, I'm smitten, Hominy.
That's not good, man. Hominy's not a word.
And Paul Ryan, we are trying, but nobody's Biden. They're Tom, quite like our vice president, Joseph Dan Quayle.
You're not smart.
Never said I was. Okay, I know it's a two-party system, but what about the candidate nobody's talking about, Mitt Romney?
People are talking about Mitt Romney. You were just talking about Mitt Romney.
When?
Remember Smitten Hominy?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
It was not funny. Okay, we know you're busy, but you got to find...
Voting isn't hip, but you know what it is? A rap, so give me a beat. Politics is a polished dick, so cast your vote on this pink...
Stop! Stop!
Censorer! I sense you're a censorer, sir, who censored my words, so rest assured I'm incensed for sure.
No more slam poetry, okay? That was really good, but no more
was
slam
good.
Poetry.
Thank you.
Was good.
You gotta be as well informed as possible, so research your candidates before you head to the polls.
Exactly right. So, for example, Barack Hussein Osama, wow, yeah, he stands for socialism. And Mitt Mooney, he stands for socialism.
So get out there and cast your vote for your candidate today.
Oh my God, let me bail you out, brother. So get out there and vote for your favorite candidate today.
Perfect.
Wait, let me try one where I wasn't blinking.
It's fine. If
I wasn't
so
blinking.
Get out there and vote for your favorite candidate today.
Let me try one where I
so
wasn't
get out there
blinking.
And vote for your favorite candidate. It is harder than it sounded. 3, 2, 1. So get out there and vote for your favorite candidate today. Say it slower.
1, 2, 3. So get out there and vote for your favorite candidate today.
One second. Candidate? I'm not even saying that one word right. Get your VDDD. Oh my God, I'm thinking about something else. Ah! It's like a. I'm pissed off now. Candidate. Woo! So get out there and vote for your candidate today.
You know, you weren't blinking before, and now you just did one with your eyes completely closed.
I think both of them work. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Get out there and vote. Blah, blah, blah. Let me take it slow and we can speed it up.
Even if you were blinking before, that's fine.
So get out there and vote for your favorite candidate today.
Doing it slow.
All right, let's try one
Don't!
More.
Don't! I said I needed 2 minutes.
And you've been standing there for like 7.
Candidate... Not even closer. Get out and vote for your favorite candidate today. Favorite candidate today. Favorite candidate today. Oh my God. Favorite candidate to date.
Candidate.
Candidate today.
Don't say today. It's missing. Candidate.
Candidate today.
Oh my God. You shoved me.
That's sorry, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I needed that.
Candidate.
I feel like I got it now. Get out there and vote for your favorite candidate today.
Oh my God.
When you hit me, something messed me up, man.
All right, so if you're over the age of 18.
Oh, I'm in college. I didn't register. I can't vote. Wrong.
You know, if they didn't register, then you actually can't vote.
That sounds like Tea Party philosophy to me.
That was hot tea!
And then I burn you at the end for good measure.
It's a perfect video. It is a perfect video. I watched it the other day for the Patreon, and I just listened to it now, and I laughed as hard. I was standing by myself in the kitchen earlier laughing, thinking about candidate today.
And you can watch it, us react to it on our Patreon, or that clip on my Twitter, on our YouTube. And of course, mm-hmm. You should actually vote for your favorite candidate today.
Yeah, and the candidate that's your favorite is obviously Joe Biden. That's just... Yeah. And yeah, do that.
Love him or hate him, you have to respect him more than Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. That's good. Opening theme song, I said who it was, by, right?
Yes, you did.
Opening themes. Oh, yes, Eric Areola. Areola? Mm. Very sexy. The theme song continues, and there's an outro, so I'm just going to play the outro of it as the outro to this episode.
Okay. Love it.
And if you have any theme songs or questions for us, the email address for all that is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And yeah, happy voting tomorrow. We'll be back on Wednesday morning, hopefully with an answer, some peace of mind in the right direction.
Hopefully not our last podcast ever. Fingers crossed.
Fingers are crossed. Good luck. Thank you, Eric. We'll be back soon. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Original.